Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, it's another issue of Top Stories here, in which the Bugle goes into its own archives to find out what was happening when it happened in the past. I am Andy Zaltzman. Yesterday's Top Story was all about the looming financial crisis facing America in 2008. Now we're leaping forward 5 years to January 2013, and another fiscal cliff edge was fast approaching. Or was it? This is issue 218, entitled Cliff Diving. It's me and John Oliver once again.
Top story this week, America goes cliff diving! And, well, Andy, at midnight on New Year's Eve, America technically went off the fiscal cliff, majestically Thelma and Louising itself over the edge of basic human reason. Sadly, it wasn't a full economic bungee jump, as an agreement was in place hours before the deadline. It's just that they didn't then vote on that agreement because they're arseholes, Andy. That's the only reasonable explanation I could come up with. I looked at the timeline of negotiations, I crunched the numbers, and that seemed like the only plausible justification for not voting. Sure, we could vote on this agreement that we've finally reached. There's just one problem. I am an arsehole, which is really going to get in the way of us getting this done in time. I'd apologise, but I'm not going to because, you know, I'm an arsehole.
Well, John, this is surely part of America. You know, it's written into the Constitution that no American should ever allow the common good to interfere with partisan grandstanding or being an arsehole. So, I mean, you can't argue with this, John. If it was valid 225 years ago, it is valid today.
Instead, they voted 2 days later, and the vote passed both houses, meaning that although America technically went off the cliff, it somehow managed to snag its underpants on a branch on the way down, hung there for a day or so, and then managed to scramble its way back up. The discussions went right up to the wire. The president was forced to come back early from his vacation in Hawaii, as were the rest of the leaders of both parties, all complaining about being forced to come back, as if anyone but themselves had put them in this position. And the run-up to the deal was, to put it mildly, f***ing tense. At one point on Friday, things got so heated that John Boehner, Speaker of the House, reportedly told Harry Reid to go f*** himself. They were apparently in the White House lobby, just outside the Oval Office, and with no agreement in sight, multiple sources reported that Boehner apparently pointed at Reid and said, "Go f*** yourself." Harry Reid then said, "What are you talking about?" Which is, you know, clearly not the greatest comeback. To which Boehner replied, yeah, exactly. To which Boehner replied again, "Go f*** yourself." I think, unfortunately, you just have to give that snaps battle to Boehner, I'm afraid.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that is basically just, you know, a condensed concentration of American politics.
Yeah, well, it does really go to show the depth to which the tone of the political discussion in America has sunk, Andy, because that was some low linguistic limbo dancing he was performing. And Harry Reid himself was not immune to throwing infantile tantrums, because when the White House sent him a list of suggested concessions for the next office of Republicans, Reid apparently read them, crumpled up the paper, and then threw it into a fire. into a fire? Who the f*** does Harry Reid think he is, Andy? Does he think he's in Lord of the Rings? There is only one way to destroy this offer, and that is to toss it into the fires of eternal doom. Or you could just say no, Harry. Because Harry Reid clearly thinks he's just some kind of Tolkien character, Andy, in a state of constant war with conservative orcs. And I'm not saying that he doesn't have a slightly hobbit-like appearance. I don't think anyone would be that surprised if it turned out that Harry Reid lived in a tiny house in a hillside with a giant wizard. But none of that justifies him throwing things into a fire, because that is unearned drama, Andy. If he was a naturally flamboyant character, then fine. Throw things into fires. But he is possibly, in fact, definitely, one of the most boring human beings currently breathing on Earth. So he doesn't get to throw anything into a fire. He just gets to file things carefully in his no pile.
So the Democrats, viewed by many Republicans as essentially the political wing of Al-Qaeda, and the Republicans did finally reach this deal. But, John, was it a deal that hid the problem under the carpet, or was it more that they were just grinding the problem into the carpet, partly because there are already so many problems under the carpet already that the carpet is only a few inches from the ceiling?
I think they just paint problems to look like carpets now, Andy. It's much easier. Then you can leave the carpet exactly where it is.
So having narrowly avoided this plummeting off this fiscal cliff, America is now nervously knievelling its way over a fiscal Grand Canyon with its fingers crossed, hoping that it can somehow crash on the other side without too many fatal injuries or broken limbs. Or failing that, that someone can find a cure for gravity before it plummets to its doom. Obama has said that he hoped, after this, that future negotiations will entail, quotes, less drama, a little bit less brinkmanship, and not scare the heck out of folks quite so much. Now, I'm not American, John, but that to me seems like probably the most unpatriotic thing a president has said since Ulysses S. Grant was overheard saying that he preferred a good camembert to a slice of Monterey Jack. That is what American democracy is all about, John. And not just American democracy, but all democracy. Needlessly contrived drama, irresponsible brinkmanship, and scaring the shit out of people so they let you get on with defusing the poisonous snake you've just bought, annoyed and waggled in their faces. And Republican Lou Barletta told the Washington Post, "I don't know if playing chicken with the American people at this point is in the best interest of the people." Well, I guess the thing to do, John, if you don't know something like that, is to find out by testing it. You cannot have that uncertainty hanging over politics and hanging over the people of America. You need to play the chicken, see what happens, and work out whether or not it is in the best interest of the people, and more importantly, whether or not you, as a politician, give a shit either way.
So, what was the agreement? Well, in short, it seems to have pissed everyone off. The agreement seems to be essentially, let's find some almost impossibly intricate balance of trade-offs that will infuriate literally everyone involved in this negotiation. Because it seems that everyone has walked away from this angry, Andy, and I don't know how that's even physically possible. In short, the Bush-era tax cuts have been kept for everyone earning $400,000 or less, and taxes will go up on couples earning $450,000 or more, or at least they should go up until various tax accountants start limbering up for some fiscal yoga, twisting deductions into what look like legally impossible positions before walking away having somehow paid even less than before. The Democrats at least won tax increases on the wealthiest Americans. In return, the Republicans managed to get the administration to agree to just a two-month extension of the sequester, automatic cuts to defence spending and domestic programmes that were supposed to be triggered January the 1st. And all this, essentially, sets up another colossal showdown in just 8 weeks. What the f*** is wrong with these people, Andy? Is it any wonder that Congress has a lower public approval rating than most serial killers?
Well, yes, John, as you said, to get to this deal, there was more horse trading than at a French food market. And the only people who seemed pleased with this, in the end, were the global markets, which rallied strongly after the deal was reached.
Oh,
but,
good.
As we know, John, global markets, as recent history and not so recent history has proved time and again, are platinum-grade shysters, amoral dickbags with a vacuum for a soul whose relationship with ethics is similar to the relationship between polar bears and penguins. They have no idea that they exist, but if they did, they would eat them. Then they would vomit them up and eat them again before belching and saying, "Ah, went down a treat." After the deal was reached, both sides posed for the commemorative photographs as if they had nice new Christmas scarves that they'd given each other around their necks, scarf that looks suspiciously like boa constrictors. And I guess time will tell whether this deal has put the promise into compromise or the into fudge. And will it solve the problem, or will it prove the economic equivalent of having a car with severed brake cables and fixing it by installing a louder sound system so that you can't hear the other horse honking at you as you plummet down a hill? Will it prove to be a great escape, or will it be the equivalent of zebras having just avoided a hungry pack of lions by hiding in an abattoir in pantomime cow outfits? Will it be a success? Too early to say. Was Captain Scott's expedition to avoid suffering from heatstroke in 1912 a success? Well, of sorts, it was, but at some cost. And is it a short-term fix? There's been a problem with short-term fixes throughout history, ever since dinosaurs tried to see off the rising threat of Raquel Welch in a bikini by calling in an asteroid strike. I guess it's just too early to say.
That was another top story. Thank you for listening. Discover more from the Bugle Empire at thebuglepodcast.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.